Yes, I'm inflicting you with another one of these marvelous things we like to call here an audio boo. I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and I really want to go home and get some sleep. But I gotta wait for another 90 minutes to do that, so I shall do what I can to keep you bastards entertained. And bitches, too. I don't want to leave the ladies out. I mean that in a good way. Let's face it. Every guy can be a bastard. Every woman can be a bitch. I don't care how nice, how good of spirit and all this you are. You know, it happens. Some women tend to be bitchier than others. Some men to be more of a bastard than others. This holiday season, I think part of the reason I'm really, really having a tough time is the fact that it's the first without my aunt. And it sucks going home alone, being home by myself. Yeah, it does. It really does. And the first year is always the hardest. And, you know, I think that's what bothered me Tuesday, is the fact that I was around those toys. And subconsciously, it started getting to me. I mean, it's just difficult to put into words how hard it is, because I'm not easy when it comes to expressing my emotions and such like that. But it just feels like that the joy of the seasons completely vanished. Why celebrate something when there's really not much to celebrate, you know? And what really bugs me is the commercialism of the holiday. I'm not really a Christian, devout Christian. I mean, my spiritual and religious beliefs have been conflicted for years. I've been trying to figure myself out for a long, long time, so I won't get into that and bore you to tears of that, but what really pisses me off is the fact that this so-called war on Christmas is really the biggest case of hypocrisy I've ever seen. Because usually the ones that are really fighting the most for people to say, keep Christ in Christmas, don't say happy holidays or season's greetings, say Merry Christmas. They're the really biggest bitches of them all when it comes to the holidays. They're the ones that, oh, they gotta have exactly this one toy, or if they don't have, we don't have a PlayStation 3 with the Move thing in it, they're gonna raise 55 levels of hell. Yeah. And you wonder why I'm so cynical. I have grown to hate the holiday season for the simple fact that there's so many damn hypocrites who claim to be Christian, who claim to honor and uphold the season and to cherish it, and yet when you get them in a store, when they have a list of an arm's length long, and that's just for family shopping, and they're spending themselves into debt to buy gifts, it makes you wonder just what the hell this season's all about anyway. It's no longer about celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ or any of the goodwill and all that stuff. It's, hey, I got this, and did you get your kid that? If you didn't get your kid that, then you suck, because I'm a better parent than you. That's what it's all about. It's all about commercialism now. And I see it every damn year I'm in retail during the Christmas season, and it gets worse every year. So Merry Xmas to all of you, and to all a good night. See ya.